Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Ervin, daf Samach Dalin, and we are starting about the fourth line with the words Amrav Zreka and Vilna Sources daf is on Nuntas Amar Aleph, a little past the halfway mark. And today's daf is sponsored by Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah was discussing a person's walking outside the city. He finds a whole bunch of pairs of tefillin. They're lying out there with Bizayin, and there's a way to save them according to Tanakama. He puts on one pair at a time, brings them into the city, and then comes back out for another pair. According to Rabbi Gamliel, he's allowed to wear two pairs at a time and do that. And we had concluded the previous Gemara explaining Shitas Rabbi Gamliel why dafka two pairs. That's because the place where the tefillin shel roish goes on the head can actually fit two pairs, and this was described as from the beginning of the hairline until the elevated part of the head. Now here's another description. Or Rizrika says, as we Rav Nuna explained to me that it's ad makam shemaycha shel tinek roifef. It's from the beginning of the hairline up until where a child's head is very soft. If you ever felt the top of an infant's head, there's a very soft spot that you have to be very careful with because the bones of the skull haven't fused together yet, and that's the spot where the tefillin shel roish goes. Now we have a memory about this. Tamantanin over there, we have a mishnah in Maseches Edios al tarnagel shenisko b'Yerushalayim. That there was a chicken who was stoned to death in Yerushalayim. The pasuk tells us that if a shar gores somebody and kills him, so then we're going to stone that shar. It doesn't say anything about a chicken. The eidos is that even a chicken was stoned in Yerushalayim, and why is that chargas a nefesh for killing somebody? The question is, how did a chicken kill somebody? Answer, ra resh latina grefef halach v'nikroi. The chicken saw the spot in the head of the baby where it's very soft and poked it with its beak. That goes right to its brain and it killed it, and that's where we're going to kill the chicken. And we continue discussing Shitas Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, kinemas nisa, this is what the Mishnah is saying, it has to be that he carries two pairs of tefillin in. He's not allowed to carry less than that, according to Gamliel. Even if he wants to carry two at a time, he could, but he doesn't have to. He could do one at a time. Now, before we continue with the Gemara, let's explain something we learned yesterday. When we were discussing this issue of wearing tefillin on Shabbos, we had two understandings. One is that the source is mechover. It's a clear da'iraisa, the Shabbos loves man tefillin, or that it's ain't a mechover. It's not a beferish source. Rather, there's psukim that are just a smach and that really midaraisa. So Shabbos is a Zman Tefillin, and based off of this original understanding, we had suggested that Rav Gamliel holds that Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin, and the heter to save these Tefillin Memela is because he's wearing them as a tachshut, as an adornment, and that being said, he's not limited to one pair, he could even wear two. But now we explain Rav Gamliel slightly different, because we have these two different shitas in Rav Gamliel. And the next two lines of the Gemara, pay attention, because not only are we going to be switching around the first half with the second half, we're also going to be switching around the girsa in them. So Gemara tells us, Havvai Meimar, they want to say that al daita Rav Acha ein mechover, according to Rav Acha, in Shitas Rav Gamliel, the source is not mechover, which again means, according to Rav Acha's understanding of Rav Gamliel, Shabbos actually is Zman Tefillin Midaraisa, and the reason why he's allowed to put on the tefillin is because it's a mitzvah. You're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, but since there's a place on his head for two pairs, he could wear two, but if he wants, he could just wear one, because again, he's just being Mekayim a mitzvah. Whereas Al Daitan to Rabbi Yaisi, according to Rabbi Yaisi, mechover. The source is mechover. In other words, Midaraisa, Shabbos is not a time for tefillin, and therefore the only reason for wearing them is due to the fact that they're a tachshit, and that's why, according to Rabbi Yaisi, he has to wear two pairs, because if he only wears one, he's being marbe b'masui. He's unnecessarily increasing the amount that he needs to carry. And that's why the Gemara continues asking in Shitas Rabbi Yaisi, v'yavim v'yadai. Once you're telling me that he's wearing them, not because they're a mitzvah, but because we don't want tefillin to be in a state of bizayin, so he's allowed to bring them inside, why doesn't he just carry them in his hand? Why put them on his head? And the answer is, butav levin derech malbush v'lo derech masui. It's better for him to put them on derech malbush as if he's wearing them and not by way of carrying them. Because as much as we can lessen the Isser Shabbos, or at least it looks like he's doing an Isser, that's the better. And by the same token, that's why he has to wear two. Motav litcha is the Shabbos pam echas. It's better that we're doing Shabbos once and not twice, which is why we tell him to put on two pairs and not one. Now we continue, Tani, we have a braisa, echara ish ve'echara isha, whether a man or even a woman. Even if a woman's outside and she finds tefillin, she's allowed to put them on and bring them inside. Now, by Meir, they want to say, mandamar mechover hunicha. According to Manda Amar, that midday raisa Shabbos is not as man tefillin, so this makes sense, because the reason why you're allowed to carry them in is due to the fact that it's designed to them to be outside. Therefore, this applies equally to men and women. However, mandamar ain't mechover, according to Manda Amar, that the source that Shabbos is not a time for tefillin is not clear midaraisa, lehe mechover etzol ish. Maybe that's only by a man, but vehe mechover etzol isha, it is 100% clear by a woman. We had yesterday a very clear 100% drasha that everyone agrees to, that women do not wear tefillin. So according to this side, why would she be allowed to bring the tefillin inside? And on this, Amar Blazer explains, man tana isha, who's the tana of this braisa, that a woman's allowed to bring the tefillin inside, she finds them outside? Rabbi Gamliel, it's according to Rabbi Gamliel, the tana we have a braisa, tavi eved Rabbi Gamliel, hayu noisein tefillin, tavi, who is a non-Jewish eved Rabbi Gamliel, he used to wear tefillin, and the Chamim did not protest this. The proper girsa is to take out the next three words, and we conclude who Evid, who Isha. Evid and Isha are the same exact thing. A woman also, if she wants to put on tefillin, she's allowed to, just like an Evid, even though he's not chayv in tefillin, if he wants to, he could. And again, that's according to Rabbi Gamliel, and that's what the Braisa says, that if a woman's outside and she finds a tefillin, she's allowed to bring them inside. Again, only according to Rabbi Gamliel, but not the Tanakama. Now we can explain the Mishnah. We had said, when was it said that a person's allowed to save tefillin, be a shana, it's only with old ones. Abu Chadasha is mutter. Really, the girsa in our Mishnah is Abu Chadasha is putter, and it's actually mashma that he's not allowed to save new ones. And the question is, why? What's the difference between new ones and old ones? That's as we explained in the Mishnah, Yishana is bedukais, old ones are checked, and so therefore they have a cheskas kashrus, so he's allowed to save them, whereas chadashas ain't bedukais, new ones aren't necessarily checked, and so we don't know if they're kosher, that's why he doesn't necessarily save them. And now once we're on this topic of checking tefillin, Tanu, we have a brisa, tefillin tzarech lebaytkan achas u'shneimasar chodesh, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that a person has to check their tefillin once every 12 months, and only then they have a cheskas kashrus, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel, where he says, since he has bedika, they don't need checking at all. Once he knows for sure that they're kosher, he doesn't have to check them anymore afterwards. And Hilal Zaken says, Elu me avi imahin. These tefillin are from my mother's father, and I've never checked them. So we see the tefillin have a cheskas kashrus. Once we know for sure that they were kosher, they don't have to be checked again. We continue discussing the kashrus of tefillin. Matzah shnayim shloshet tzvasin. Let's say a person finds two or three tzvasin of tefillin, and as we'd explained, tzvasin means we have the shel rosh and shel yad pair tied together. We have a whole bunch of those pairs now tied together. That's called a tzvas, one seves, one bundle of tefillin, and he found two or three of them. So what does he do? He needs to see if they're kosher. By the zug rishon mitzvas rishon, he checks the first pair of the first bundle, v'chein v'shein v'chein v'shlishi, also the second bundle and the third bundle, he checks that first pair, and if they turn out to be kosher, that gives a cheskas kashrus for all the subsequent tefillin in that pair. We're understanding right now, this is talking about tefillin, that we have no idea whether or not they're kosher, so once we check one of these pairs, that gives a cheskas kashrus for the rest. So on this, Yitzchak ben Elazar Shaul asks as follows, Echad chazaka l'kulam, are we saying that one is a chazaka for all of them? Oy, kol echad v'echad b'fnei atzmoy, or each one needs his own checking. In Tamar, Echad chazaka l'kulam, if you want to say one is a chazaka for all of them, some baidik zug rishon mitzvas rishon, all he should have to do is check the first bundle, we'll explain this in just a moment, and in Tamar, kol echad v'echad chazaka b'fnei atzmoy, if you want to say that each bundle is his own chazaka, baidik shloisha zugas mikol tzvas u'tzvas, he should have to check three pairs from each bundle. In other words, he's asking that if checking one bundle is a chazaka for what all the bundles are, then he should really have to just be able to check three pairs from that first bundle, and that shows that all the other bundles are kosher. The problem is the brisa seems to say to check one from each bundle. And if you can tell me that that's because that each bundle is its own thing, so then why are you allowed to check one pair from each bundle? You should have to check three pairs from each bundle in order to determine by way of chazaka that each bundle is okay. And we conclude this question, no answer. We go into the last part of the Mishnah where he said, "Ubsakana, time of danger, mechasan v'halichloi," he could cover them and move on. Now we quote a brisa which mentions this also in regards to a sefer Torah, that if he's outside and he sees a sefer Torah, if it's a shas sakana, he could leave it there. However, if it's the rainy season and the sefer Torah is going to get ruined by being left outside, but it's a shas akana, so he can't stay there until the end of Shabbos, what does he do? Hareza ma'atev ba'ar, he wraps himself with the hide of the sefer Torah, which means that he undoes the whole sefer Torah, he unrolls it, wraps the sefer Torah around himself, umechason, and then he covers himself with his garments, so now the sefer Torah is covered, and he brings it in like that. Now Rav Acha says, b'sher abba, hadad the tamer, has only said, berach, if the sefer Torah is made out of very soft leather, which is something that a person would normally cover himself with, a soft piece of leather, could be like a soft leather jacket or something like that, and so that's normal to wear. Aval bekasha, but if it's very hard, kemasuihu, then it's just like a masuiya burden, and he's not allowed to wrap himself with the sefer Torah. Also, b'shaya amakim mandaron, that's only if the place of the sefer Torah is at the bottom of a sloped area, so all the rain is going to gather there and ruin it. Aval lohi amakim mandaron, if it's not a sloped area, loy beda, this was not said, he's not allowed to wrap the sefer Torah around himself because it's not going to get ruined by the rain. Now, the Mishnah continues discussing if a person's outside and he finds tefillin, and let's say it's a shas sakana, how is he able to get this tefillin inside? Rav Shimon says, Nosel Chaveroi, he can hand a pair to his friend, Chaveril Chaveroi, and that guy to another guy, Achu Magil Chatzar Chitzoina, until he reaches the outermost Chatzar of the city. This is basically forming a human chain of people, and each one is passing it to the next guy. They're each carrying the pairs less than Dalad Amis, and that's a great way to get the tefillin inside. Vechein Benoi, the same thing with his son. Right now we're understanding this referring to a woman who's walking outside on Shabbos. She's in the field taking a nice breath of fresh air. She happened to have been pregnant, and suddenly she had labor pains, and she gave birth to the baby in the field. So this guy goes out, he finds his newborn son of his. How does he get this little kid, this newborn infant, inside? He can't carry. Nasal Chaveroi. He picks up the kid and hands it to his friend. V'chaveril Chaveroi. That guy to another guy, forming a human chain. Afilu hein mea, even if it's 100 people. Rabbi Huda says, it's not only with this. Nasal Adam Chavis Lechaveroi. A person could hand a barrel to his friend. It's a barrel of food or drink or something like that. V'chaveril Chaveroi. And that guy hands it to another guy. Afilu Chosla Tchom. Even if this barrel is brought outside the Tchom, it's totally fine. And that's because right now we're understanding that Rabbi Huda holds that food and drink and kalim don't have the same tchum that their owners do. Therefore, this barrel's allowed to be brought out of its owner's tchum. However, Amaloy, the chum responded to him, Loy tahalich zu yarsim ragla beleha, this barrel is not allowed to be brought beyond where the feet of its owner are allowed to go, meaning this thing does have a tchum. So, nothing more clarifies Rabbi Lezer, Rav Dimi, Trevai B'Shem, Rav Mana, they both discussed what Rav Mana said. Chadom, or one of them, clarified, Betinok shel sakana, this is only talking about when the child's in danger. If his mother had a baby out in the field and child's in danger, I would say, no kidding, of course the child's in danger, he's out in the field, but it must be a case where sometimes the child's in danger, sometimes not, then the father's allowed to pick it up and hand it to his friend and one friend to another, so on and so forth, and that's because it's just like the case of tefillin, where the tefillin are in a makom bizayon, so then they're allowed to be brought inside. His colleague responded to him, if the child's in danger, he's allowed to bring it by hand. We know that if a human life is in danger, you're allowed to break Shabbos, no problem. So what does that mean? You have to hand it from one guy to another to another. If the child's in danger, just pick him up and run inside. However, he responded to him that no, that he's able to bring him in a way of heter, even though we know a person still has to minimize the amount of Isurei Shabbos he's going to be doing, if possible. And therefore, since even though the child's in danger, they're able to hand it from one person to another, that's what they have to do, and he can't just pick it up and bring it inside. Now we talk about the next case in the Mishnah, with their Behuda in the barrel. Rish Lakish explains, B'shem Levi Sochia, B'ma'ara Mikad Lakad Himasnisa. The Mishnah is talking about pouring a barrel of water from one barrel to another. They're not picking up this barrel and handing it from one person to another. They're opening the barrel, pouring its contents into another barrel, then pouring it into a third barrel, so on and so forth. And that way, it's not the barrel that's being brought outside, it's just the water. Deloikein Usser, that's proper gear, so we have to add in that word. If not, then it's Usser. Because actually, according to Yehuda, the barrel is not allowed to be brought outside the Tchum. And if you're going to say, yeah, but what about the water? The water shouldn't be allowed to be brought out of the Tchum either. The answer is Yehuda Kedaita, Yehuda's Lashitasai. And here we have a gear to change as well. Yehuda Paiter, B'maim She'ein by Mamish. Yehuda Pater is with water, She'ein by Mamish. We had this earlier as well. Yehuda holds specifically with water, it doesn't take a Tchum, because water is always moving, such as when we're talking about rivers and lakes and things like that. So water doesn't have a Tchum, according to Yehuda. This is brought up in regards to a woman borrowing ingredients from her neighbor. There is a Tchum issue regarding the ingredients, but dafka regarding water, there isn't. So that's why over here, the water is allowed to be poured from barrel to barrel, and the water is allowed to be taken out of Tchum as long as the barrel isn't. There's no problem with the water. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.